This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 136 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and this is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And this week, we are beginning our journey through the decades with the 1970s, starting with a little movie from 1973, starring a small actor. You may have heard of him. I don't know. His name is Bruce Lee, and this is Enter the Dragon. Now, Alex, when is the last time you watched this movie?
I'm going to be really honest with you. I own this on DVD. Oh. So it's been a long time I've seen this movie. So I was very shocked when you gave me this movie on the list.
I don't think I've watched this since I was like younger. Yeah. The fact that I can't remember the last time I watched it means it's been a long, long time. Probably a teenager, maybe. It's one of those movies that's like, if it's on, I've seen in bits and pieces, you know, like I would leave it on TV. But sat down, beginning to end, I haven't watched it in forever. So this was a fun revisit. We're going to be reviewing it. Now, of course, before we get into the review proper, we're going to go ahead and we're going to give you a little bit of box office totals, a little bit of Rotten Tomatoes scores. What did the critics think? How did it perform? And then we're going to go ahead and give you our take, breaking down the lead characters, the villains, the actions. You know how we do here. So first off, let's go ahead and start with the box office totals for 1973, Enter the Dragon.
All right, so Enter the Dragon from 1973. These are the box office. We got domestic, $25,000.
Wow.
Yeah. International, $42,000 for a worldwide total of $68,000, but I do not have the budget.
Okay, so, that seems kind of low. It seems kind of low. Maybe this was weird. I don't know. It seems kind of low. But either way, maybe it did. I don't know. Maybe it did well somewhere because Bruce Lee was a star and this was like a star vehicle for him. So anyway, Enter the Dragon, Rotten Tomatoes. Very good. This has a 95% critic score and a 91% audience score. So I guess we will call it a beloved film amongst people who have reviewed it.
You know, I agree.
Does a movie that have a 95 sound like it made $50,000 or whatever? I don't know.
I could think maybe at that time, martial arts movies was on the rise, maybe?
Yep, it could be. Whatever. Because you know what? None of it matters because we're about to review it for you. Now, I'm hosting, so Alex gets to go first. He will be breaking down the lead character, Bruce Lee, playing incredibly named character named Lee. So quite a stretch for him. Take it away.
All right. I liked him. He was good. All right. So does he have great acting chops? No. But he was good for the role he has. I mean, we all knew him as the Green Hornet when he played, what's the dude with the mask?
Kato.
Yeah. Haven't seen that in ages. But, you know, Bruce Lee is just a legendary fighter. And holy moly, whack-a-mole. This dude, he is a fast. I mean, this dude is a cat. Like, there's a scene in the movie where he sneaks out at night in the fortress, right? Mm-hmm. And he's sneaking around the guy, right? This dude is such a cat. Like, I'm like, yo, he jumped over this little pillar thing. He did it with a swift action. I was like, yo, he landed very pristine. Like, I was like, yo, this dude is like a cat burglar. Like, he is just like, you could tell like the physique that he is. I mean, he was a health nut anyway, but you could see the physique this guy has, which I'm going to talk about more in action. But in terms of the character, I liked it. It was a revenge story. He found out his sister died. I'm not going to give you much of the story, but, you know, he found out his sister's dead. And then the guy that he's, you know, that killed her is in this tournament. We'll get to it when we get to it. But in overall, I kind of liked it. And it had a sense of a Bond movie. It had that music, like, right? Like, it's a very spy. He was a secret agent martial artist.
I got stuff to say about that. I agree with you. Yes.
And I'm not going to lie, I kind of like that trend, though. It kind of fit for me. I was like, you know, this storyline, we're going to get to it. But I was like, this kind of worked. And Bruce Lee was actually good. And this movie was choreographed by Bruce Lee. So that's what even made it even better. Extra. So it's like, very extra. I gave him a 5. I was like, he just had the fighting. He had the acting.
You know what he has?
Yeah.
What he lacks in acting skills, he makes up for with about 1,000,000,000 times of charisma. Yeah. He is like, you can't take your eyes off the guy. Even his little speech at the beginning when he's teaching the kid about fighting. And he's like, but he's like, you point at the moon and you don't look at the finger. You look at the, like, it's not really saying much of anything. Yeah. It's kind of weird.
He's Yoda.
but it sounds like it's important. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it sounds like it's important. Whatever he's talking about, not to mention when the dude is fighting, there's a reason he's a legend. And he's only got a few movies, really. He like five movies. The last movie he fully completed while he was alive. Because Game of Death came out after, but they didn't finish filming it. They had to like fill it in with extra stuff. So he is, first of all, he looks incredible for like a martial art. Nobody looks like this guy. He's shredded. He's thin, but he looks strong as crap. He's super fast. I almost feel like he has to go slower to make sure the camera can see what he's doing all the time.
I think so.
You know what I mean? When he's throwing those punches against the white guy and he's just like putting his hand out there, I believe it. It looks like it's going a million miles an hour. So I agree. He doesn't, you know, he speaks good enough English. It's pretty good. Mm-hmm. But he has an iconic voice. You can hear that voice in your head when he talks. No. He has an iconic look. He's an icon. The character, this is a badass character. Let's be honest. He's a martial arts teacher from like the mountains. And this dude comes and is like, hey, this drug dealer is running this tournament. We want you to infiltrate it and whatever. And then he goes and talks with his dad or whatever. And it turns out his sister got killed by the henchmen of this guy.
Yeah.
And now he's out for revenge. And who can't relate to that? He's a quiet martial arts man. It reminded me of Ip Man. Remember, like, he's kind of unassuming. He's just a martial arts guy. But when the time comes, you don't mess with him.
It's the whooping.
You don't mess with him. I agree with you. I gave him also a 5. I give the character of Lee a 5, and I give Bruce Lee a 5. Both fantastic. I mean, he's just super watchable. Okay, main villain, which Han. I don't remember. Yes, Han, that's it.
Okay, Han. I gave him a 4. He was a good villain. I can't say he was a perfect villain. He was actually really good. He fought Bruce Lee at the end. And that's where I gave the points. Because he was more of like he's not the typical boss that we've seen already, right? Like he tells people what to do, which he does. But when it comes down to nitty gritty, my man switches his hand and get the bear claw. He's like, rah-ha. Yeah,
he got like a steel hand.
And he pimps him. He smacks him around, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? That dragged up the points because he did get some licks in there with the Wolverine knives, right? Yeah. He got them. He got some licks in there. I was like, you know what? That's actually pretty good. Out of all the movies that we've seen, this is a villain that actually fought the hero. And I was like, that's actually pretty good. His storyline was actually pretty good within the movie. So I was like, you know what? That jacked up points. Couldn't give him a perfect because he wasn't as ruthless. Like if he was the one that told the dudes to kill his sister and all this stuff and didn't say, you know, get rid of the body, I would have said, oh, that's very villain. Like he didn't know who he was, but he just, you know, did it to do it. Or she died in his care because of the female thing.
Yeah,
I would have said, all right, not bad. But honestly, overall, he's a very good, he owns an island. Come on, what villain does not own an island? Has all these beautiful Asian women everywhere, right? And he's hosting a tournament. I mean, it does sound like Mortal Kombat if you really think about it. Yep. But I liked him. I thought he was a great villain. I was like, you know what? He gets it. And I gave him a 4.
You mentioned two things that I had in my notes for the villain. One, everyone says, and it's true, Mortal Kombat, based off of Bloodsport, I believe. That was like a lot of the inspiration for the game Mortal Kombat was the movie Bloodsport. However, this came out before Bloodsport, and this seems way more like Mortal Kombat than Bloodsport does. Mm-hmm. Okay, and this guy's basically the Shang Tsung or Shao Kahn of the whole thing.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is, he's the overlord, but he will fight if he has to. That's number one. And number two, something else you said in the other part, this is a James Bond villain. There's a James Bond villain all the way. A super rich guy who's drug dealer guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's hosting a crazy tournament, who's giving all the women to all the contestants. Yeah, whatever. He's got a freaking metal hand. Like, this is a James Bond villain. This is a Chinese James Bond movie, pretty much. Really, like, let's be honest, it pretty much is. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. This is like one of the best James Bond movies I've ever seen.
Yeah, I agree.
It's just not with James Bond in it. If you just plucked out Bruce Lee, it's not the same movie. But if you dropped in a James Bond, it works. The movie still works exactly the same. Change John Saxon to like Felix Leiter or whatever. And you know what I mean? And it works. Look, I gave him a four too. I gave him a four. I liked him. He kills the black dude. He just chops him to death. He's just like chopping him on the floor. Chop, chop, chop. He chopped him like 15 times and he comes up and his hands all full of blood. He was pretty awesome. He eats. I like the way he eats grapes. It's pretty funny. When a girl brings the grapes, he's just like, he's like all serious. And then he just smiles. All of a sudden he's happy and he smiles and eats a grape. I was like, this villain's great. He's doing it for me. I enjoy him. I also like to reserve my fives for the like iconic villains.
I agree.
He's not, but he's really, really, really good. A four for me as well. Action.
Oh my Lord. I mean, action. Dude, let me just tell you something about action in this movie. Yep. This is, again, we don't tackle martial arts movies in this podcast much. And I think stuff is going to be changing next year because I want to see some action movies that I have not seen in the Asian martial arts. Because after watching Bruce Lee do his thing, and this is the only Bruce Lee I think we got for this year, which I'm a little sad for because I want more. Like, I want to break down more.
We gotta add,
unless we do some specials or something.
We're gonna do like Asian Cinema Month and do like a Jet Li, a Bruce Lee,
Donnie Yang.
One of each, but like not a franchise one.
Yeah, I agree. Because you know what? The action in this movie is spectacular, dude. I mean, from all the cast, from Jim Kelly to John Saxon, like, they were good. Yeah. Bruce Lee, when he takes those nunchucks, he's like, ah! He's just doing this shit, man. He's doing it all fast, and he's hitting them. He takes this. The thing that I love about Bruce Lee, and that made this thing, I had to give it a five. He switched between weapons. Yeah. He used a long stick. He whipped five dudes' asses. He picked up two half sticks. He whipped their asses. They went, oh, there's a nunchuck. He uses the nunchuck. It's like a video game action role-playing game in a movie. Yep. Like, he just started to progress the ass whipping even more. And I was like, this is getting good. And then when he fights the guy that killed his sister, there was no... And this is the thing. I mean, I know Jackie Chan talked about it in an interview that with between his movies and Bruce Lee is that Bruce Lee loves to win. Right. And it's true, right? You see him fights a guy, he never loses. Yeah. Maybe he does. I haven't seen these other movies, but in this movie, he never loses.
Yeah.
And Jackie Chan does. But you could see that because in this movie, my man did not throw a lick. Yo, you know how I laugh so hard when he did the hand thing, right? Yeah. And then he went, what? Yeah. And I said, oh, he crap. And I was like, yo, he is so fast. The dude did not see it coming. Yeah. And I loved it. I said, yo, I want more of this. And then you got more. Then the iconic, I mean, Enter the Dragon has that iconic scene with the mirrors.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. That icon, and I, oh my God, that cinematography of when Bruce Lee is standing there and you see all the mirrors of him stretched out and the guy falls. And I went, yo, if this was modern age with those mirrors in the IMAX, I would have been like, people would have lost it.
He's ahead of his time.
Yeah, he was ahead of his time with the cinematography. Let me just tell you, there's a lot of iconic shots in there that I was like, man, if they would have used these shots in what we have filmed, not, like even the point of view, the first person point of view when they're fighting, like when he's like, yeah, yeah, and I was like, we don't get that in these new movies. You get it from the side profile or from the bad guy getting the asses kicked, but you never seen the camera fighting with the guy. And I was like, that's actually ahead of his time in terms of first person action shots, if you really think about it. I loved it. I think this movie has great action. Even at the end when they all fighting the school and the prisoners break out and then my man with the one pimp hand starts fighting everybody with the claw. I said, this is awesome. I said, this is pretty cool. Anyway, I gave it a five.
Yeah, listen, well said. I agree with everything. You know, the fight, the part that cracks me up every single time. When he fights the white dude with the scar and this man walks out with a board and just punches it. And then and then Jet Li's like, boards don't
Jet Li.
I mean, Bruce Lee, boards don't hit back. And I'm like, oh, this guy's about to get busted, bro. Yeah. And he gets wrecked. I love it. And Bruce Lee was done. He's like, I'm done. Just let's leave it. And this man wants to go break the bottles.
Yep.
He jumps on him. He starts shaking his head, This man is dead. He's dead. He killed him. And you know, to the Jackie Chan thing, if they were both walking down an alley, who do you think you maybe have a chance against? Probably Jackie Chan. I look at Bruce Lee, I'm like, that not gonna fight that guy. You know what I mean? Like, it's a different level. It's kind of a different level. I get what Jackie Chan is saying, but it's a different level. It's harder to buy Bruce Lee losing than it is to buy Jackie Chan losing. That being said, you know which action scene I really like? I like the one early with the sister when she's running away from the gang of dudes. Yeah, she's exactly. And it's like it's really good, well shot scene. It's long. There's no, you know what else, too? No quick cuts. This was before all this shaky cam quick cut nonsense. There's a lot of slow. There's some good slow-mo in there. There's long takes. There's Bolo Yoon. Anything with Bolo in it, automatic is great. You know, he was great in Bloodsport. He's awesome in this. He's like the strongest looking Chinese guy I ever seen in my life. Bolo Yoon is awesome. Bruce Lee is awesome. The action is great. It's well done. 5 out of 5 for me as well. Okay, story.
Well, here's a fun fact because I just looked it up. If Jackie Chang ever fought Bruce Lee, well, he did, and he was one of the he was one of the stunt guys in the Enter the Dragon.
He probably got beat. He probably lost.
He got hit so hard. He said when Bruce accidentally hit Jackie in the head, he felt awful. So I guess he kicked him in the head or something.
That's why he said that about him. He's like, he always has to win because he knocked the crap out of him with an accidental punch.
Yeah. So it said the young martial artist performer getting to act opposite Bruce Lee was a huge honor. And Jackie Chan got the chance on the set of Enter the Dragon. Now, I don't know what scene it is, but he must be super young.
I didn't catch him either. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe he was the one that whooped him, but I
saw Bolo. Bolo is the only one that I like recognize besides Bruce.
Yeah. You know what? I would like to see the scene now where he kicked him. It. Unless they didn't shoot it because he hit him hard and he was so fast.
Cut that out. Take that out.
Yeah. But okay. So storyline. I love this storyline. This storyline is like straight up my alley. Spy. The music was on par. Let me just tell you something. The music was a mix of Asian music with traditional spy music, right? And it was infused.
Very 70s.
Yeah, very 70s. Very 70s. Even when they showed John Kelly coming, it was like, bam, yeah. Right? Yeah, and then when they show all the ladies, he said, I want that one. I want that. Yeah. And they went, bam, wow. And I was like, oh my God, he's going to get down and dirty.
Yeah.
But the score was very good. Very, very good. And I'm not going to lie to you, dude. I kind of wish this type of score was now, like where we are. I mean, now is all this like cinematic and loud orchestra. And this I actually pretty enjoyed. But in terms of storyline, I kind of liked the revenge story meets a spy agent. He has to infiltrate an island through a fight tournament, which is, of course, Mortal Kombat. But
yeah. But this was before Mortal Kombat.
This was Mortal Kombat, yeah. And I kind of liked it. It had a good, it was very well paced. It wasn't boring at times. You're really into the story. And you're right. Bruce Lee has this charisma. Even Brandon Lee, they both had this thing on camera, which I hope we ever get to do Rapid Fire, because I think that was one of his best movies. I know a lot of people don't know about Rapid Fire, but that was a 90s movie, I believe.
Yeah,
we should do that. Sure. Yeah. Maybe a Father and Son week.
Ooh.
As a special, we do a week.
I got to look at it. Do some research.
We'll do that. But anyway, overall, I gave it a 4. I think it's a great storyline.
Man, so far, we are right in same scores. I also gave it a 4. I think the storyline's really good, really strong. I was never bored, but I will say there's definitely some filler. Like, certain stuff takes a little longer than it should, you know? It could have been a little tighter, like the scene on the boat. They're on that boat for too long. Like, what is this? Like, they're on the boat and they're watching the praying mantis fight and it's like 5 minutes long. And then I do laugh. This movie makes me laugh. A lot of parts make me laugh. When the white guy comes out and just kicks the oranges.
Oh, the Irish guy.
Yeah. The guy's just holding the oranges, bothering nobody, kicks all the oranges. I laugh every single time. And then he puts them out in the boat and, you know, it's add a little bit of humor. Yeah. It's like, this could be sped up. And all the scenes with the girls, it's like, okay, this is just here for, you know, a little titillation, I guess, you know. It makes sense, but they could have cut a little bit of it. But other than that, you know, those are kind of my only gripes. I think it could have been a little tighter, but otherwise it's solid. It's really good. You know, drug lord. You got some like government people. We got infiltrating it and then revenge all kind of mixed together.
Yeah.
I like it. It's very strong and very solid. I also gave it a 4. Okay, overall.
All right. So here I already know. I think me and you are going to be very different in the score of overall. I love this movie. Rewatching it again, I wish they gave us a 4K transfer of this movie. I mean, I bet they're not going to make it. I doubt it.
They might. They might.
Maybe. I mean, it does need the enhancements watching the Criterion.
It's a Warner Brothers movie. Oh. Criterion put it out, and Kino's been putting out a lot of Criterion movies in 4K. So I'm not saying it's not. I'm not saying they will, but I wouldn't say they won't.
Oh, man. If you give me an upgraded Dolby Atmos sound and some better
pressure.
Oof. Better Bruce Lee kicking someone. Oh, you got me. But anyway.
The Blu-ray looks good.
It does, but there's some scenes that look kind of fluff. And I was just like, oh, but then again, I'm in the digital age. But again, the Blu-ray looks great. This, I'm not saying it's not. I'm happy that I purchased that entire collection of from the Criterion set. Actually, you told me about the sale and I jumped on it. But yeah, I want a 4K Bruce Lee. I don't care if they have the steel book. I don't care if it comes with his nunchucks, like, yeah, or the dude's hand that opens into his hand.
Yeah, and the bear claw. I'll buy it. Yeah. I'll buy that version of it.
Yeah, yeah, I would buy the bear claw. Hand?
That's Bruce Lee, bro. That's Enter the Dragon. Don't
yeah,
you know?
Yep. Yeah. A lot of people will not even know. You'd be like, posers. But anyway, yeah, in terms of overall, this movie is fantastic. It blends two worlds into one in terms of storylines. You get your spy, for those of you that are into spies. Then you get your martial arts movie fused into one. Bruce Lee is amazing in this movie. His choreographing is really good. I do like his side characters of John Kelly William. And then you have John Saxon. I forgot his name, but he's like the con man of the group. Like, he's always betting and stuff.
He's Roper.
Yeah, Roper. Like, yeah, those two were really good in this. And then, oh, what's her name? Oh, the girl that he met. That she was the inside agent on the island. Mei Ying? Mei Ling.
I think Mei Ling.
Mei Ling. You know what's crazy? When he said Mei Ling, I said, wait a minute. Is that the same Mei Ling from Tomorrow Never Dies, which is Michelle Yao and Piers Brosnan? No, but anyway, in terms of all that, I think this is the entire package for any action lover. You got one of the best iconic action star there was in Bruce Lee. He invented the UFC with the mixed martial arts. He was like the first ever to do that
fighting style. That guy tapped out at the beginning.
Yeah, he did. And you saw it there too, that fighting, that UFC style of fighting. So he's just everything in one package. I gave him a 5 overall for this movie.
Whoa.
Yeah, I had to push it, bro, because you know what? We didn't do a lot of movies that is this good from the 70s.
You won't get much of an argument. We're not that far off. 4.5.
I already know Nate.
4.5.
I already know Nate.
This is a very, very beautiful 9 out of 10 for me. Yeah. I was thinking 9 out of 10. So 4.5. You know, those little plot things, the story, that's what holds it back from being like pure perfection to me. But yeah, it's close. And like I said, this is the best James Bond movie without James Bond in it from that era. There's been spy movies, you know, later, but I would argue it's better than any knockoff James Bond now, probably. Like, it has all the vibes of, from what I've seen, like a James Bond movie. I haven't seen all of them, but I bet you if I watch one of the 70s ones when I do, this probably has some similarities. And you will know. And you've compared it. So I love it. Bruce Lee, iconic. Watch it just for him. He's great. John Saxon is fun. You know what I mean? He's a drunk gambler guy. He's like, he gambles on everything, even his own fights. He punches the dude like he gets beat up for a while and he punches him like 3 times and he wins. It's hilarious. Yeah, I like it. I like the characters. I like the fighting. I like the action, music, location. All good. A great film. And it's an action film at the end of the day. You know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of, there's a lot of non-fighting, but there's a lot of fighting. Yeah. So you get a nice mix of everything. Okay, so what's your overall?
Oh, Michael Jordan's jersey, 23 out of a 25. I think this is a well-established movie from the 70s. I mean, again, I have not seen all his other films. I don't know how many he made, and to be honest with you.
Not that many.
Yeah. This has to be like one or two, like top one, two of his collection.
I think it's one. I think it might be his best one.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, as far as, I'm just trying to check a filmography, he was in a total of, well, he was in a lot of movies, but if you're looking at like lead character, 1, 2, 3, 4, like 5 or 6, not that many. He was in other stuff, but like lead martial arts movies, I think he only did like 5. And one of them was released after he died. So,
that sucks.
Yeah. But Green Hornet too, if you want to see him on TV. He was in Green Hornet. And that's there. Yeah, my total is 22.5. I'm only half a point under you. Fantastic movie. If you haven't seen it, if you like martial arts movies, if you really love them, you've probably seen it. But if you're kind of casual or on the fence, go back and watch some of the old martial arts films. The new ones, there's a lot of good new ones too. Don't get me wrong. But just to see the progression of how it started to what it's become, no quick cutting, no good choreography. A couple times it looks like he really was hitting people. When that dude jumps and he like looks like he knees him right or kicks him right in the nuts. How do you fake that? I don't know. It looks like he just got hit in the nuts. It's great. It's a lot of fun. 22.5. So we both love this movie. We're off to a great start with the 70s. Now, after this, next week, we will be continuing on with our Superman watch through. We got three left, going to Superman Returns. And then our next 70s movie, a little movie from 1971. Now, this, I'm surprised this won in the votes, but it is a Steven Spielberg film, but it also was a TV movie.
It's an action movie? He does action?
Well, you'll see. There is action. Also, when I was looking up like movies to do, you know, for this, this came up as an American action thriller. So yes, I guess that's the category it fits in. Duel, 1971. This was Spielberg's first like debut film. So it's gonna be interesting if you've never seen Alex, you've never seen it, right?
I've never seen it. Nope.
You will be seeing where he started and judge from where he started to what he became it. And I'm not saying this as if it's bad. I'm just saying I've seen it before, so we'll talk about it next week. we'll be watching some Duel, but that's what we got coming up in the pipeline the next couple episodes.
There you have it, guys. I hope you enjoyed the review. With that said, if you want to follow us on our Instagram account or all over the social media platform, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friend called NateFlix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, you could go to www.youtube.com/levelsofgeeks. That's where we're going to be putting up our video version of the podcast. If you guys enjoy it, watching the video version, or if you guys want to continue listening to the audio version, you can too. Help us out in that area. You can go over to Apple Podcasts, or you can go to the TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, Spotify. Hit that search bar, hit some action movie guys, hit the subscribe button, listen to your favorite episode, give us some ratings there. Other than that, he's your host
Nate from NateFlix Reviews.
I'm his co-host Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.